Hello and welcome to the Believers Anonymous podcast, hosted by Fola Shade and ID. On this podcast, we dive into important topics that burden the minds of Christians every now and then. It's a safe space where we can be open about struggles and find answers through the wisdom of God. Now sit back and enjoy.
I'm ID.
I'm Fola Shade.
Welcome to the Believers Anonymous podcast. This is like an AA meeting, except it's BA. So it's not Alcoholics Anonymous. It's Believers Anonymous. Wink, wink. Yep. Pun intended.
For those who get it.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's just talk about like why we came up with, why we're doing this. Like, what is the essence of the Believers Anonymous podcast? Do you want to go?
Okay, so I could go first. So yeah. Essentially... We're Christians. I mean, love God with all our hearts.
Yeah.
So, but we realize that a lot of Christians actually suffer a lot in silence because, sometimes you're doing something that is like against your spiritual state, maybe falling into sin. And then you just feel like, oh, okay. I mean, you know that this isn't right, but you can't come out and tell someone because you're scared of people judging you.
Yeah.
Or you're scared of like, oh, what would they think about me? I don't want to be ostracized from like fellowship and all those kind of things. So a lot of people tend to keep their struggles to themselves and eventually not find a way out. A lot of people start to miss fellowship because of that reason. And then once you take yourself out of fellowship, you're literally putting yourself up for doom. And then they feel like, okay, let me just be on my own. I will struggle with this, with God. God will help me. God will see me through. And then a lot of us fall into depression after that. But it's a long cycle.
Whoa. What a depressing story.
It's a long chain. I'm like, so we've just seen that a lot of people fall into that and then want to come in and not necessarily be a healer or anything. It's just like helping you understand that babe or G or man, like we actually go through things like this. And many other believers go through the struggles. And just that sense of understanding that, okay, I'm not alone in this. I feel like it just helps people be more open to learning or even growing or seeking help from people.
It even helps like their relationship with God. Because when you feel like it's not just you that's messing up, but God is helping people, everybody through this because he understands and he sees all of us.
Yeah.
Like when you feel like you're doing it alone or when you're isolated in your shame and your sin, it feels like God is so far from you. But when you open your eyes and you see that like this is something that we are all going through, it helps like with your confidence even in the place of prayer.
But we're here for you.
Yeah, we are.
We're here for you.
And apart from that, I just feel like personally, I feel like a lot of Christians, like we put on our Sunday best. And not to say that it's a bad thing, but like I don't know, we just don't always come out and like be realistic with our struggles. And I don't think it's purposeful, like people are purposefully hiding.
They just don't want to feel that rejection or like from maybe telling someone and people that start to like run away from you. Ah, this person is a bad person, that kind of
exactly
vibe.
Like because once you come out with your vulnerability, it sticks with like someone will see you and they will not get that image out of their head. Exactly. So it's just there's that, and there's just normally like people don't just like talk about those things. Like it's social media, like obviously someone is not going to come out 24/7 like talking about all the dark days. It's not common for people to come out and talk about their struggles, and we need to see a lot more of that because we find that like people are giving up on themselves and like they just give up on trying to be better and they stop coming to church or stop praying or like just feel totally disconnected and stop trying to be connected because they think that there's something wrong with them. And that's the essence of this podcast, is to say there's nothing wrong with you, like you're human. And it's not, we don't mean to hide anything, but nobody's obviously going to just come out and blurt out everything that's going on with them. And that's the gap we're feeling that gap where it's like you're not alone. We're Christian, but we're human, and yeah, this is not to glorify sin, but to say,
yeah,
this is what we go through and this is how we come out of it.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's really the essence of everything.
And also sharing the struggles of other believers will let you know that even the one I'm doing service not says that bad. Maybe not in that sense, but it's more like the fact that you know that it's not only you.
Yeah.
It's not only you. Exactly. And even if you feel like God cannot forgive me on this one, you hear people have done worse. And you're like, God actually, I mean, Paul in the Bible was actually forgiving for killing believers.
Yeah.
You have not killed somebody's sister, her brother.
Basically, Believers Anonymous is just a community where we're going to be talking about the things that Christians are mostly too afraid to talk about. Yeah. Not afraid, but Christians barely talk about. And, you know, just helping people in that way. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I even get DMs, like, talking about certain things. And I would like to, like, the same thing that someone DM'd me yesterday about and I gave advice for, and I get another DM today.
Yeah.
So it's best if it's, like, on a general community type of channel where, like, something from the Word of God that blesses one person can bless a lot of other people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this work?
Okay, so basically how it works is, you send us a DM on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the quickest way to actually get to us. So maybe you're going through something and you just want to share with someone and maybe get some advice, or you just feel like you want to pour out your heart to someone who's going to actually listen and understand your perspective and just like help you see that other believers relate with this. So the best way is to send us a message on Instagram.
Yeah, or even on our email.
Yeah, and then we'll get your message, and then we'll probably compile a couple of messages that are similar together and then answer it in the podcast. So every podcast will probably have a team based on the type of messages we receive, and then we just basically talk about it in the podcast and talk about ways you can overcome those challenges, communities you can look for, maybe messages you can listen to as well.
Yeah,
give advice, but have fun with it, and also just letting God use us to speak to you, basically. Just, and also in the long run, we'll tend to bring our guests on the show. So, people who have like gone through bad stuff.
Exactly.
And they'll come and pour out their hearts, and so we'll also have like guests on the show from time to time.
How do we come about like this idea? Like, let's take them through the journey of like how we got to this place we're sitting.
You can go first, and then I'll go after you.
Okay, so I would say I've always had this idea. I've had it, like, since, was it January or February? On Instagram, I saw someone's testimony of how, like, she was struggling with certain things, like sexual sin and some other things. And I saw how people responded to that. I saw how encouraging it was to a lot of people. And it felt like these people in their hearts were like so hurt and pained, and they just needed just to know that somebody out there could feel like understood where they were coming from, basically.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I just felt like God just spoke to me about it. Like, this needs to be something that is, because God's heart for us is huge. And He hates it when He's trying to, you can't hear God speaking love over you when your mind is filled with condemnation.
Yeah.
And He wants to speak that love over His people, and He wants to, like, He's our Father and He wants to walk us through things, and we're just, is that He's trying to get through to us, and we're just in our heads and in our minds thinking, wow, I'm so far from God, wow, I should be doing better. Meanwhile, he wants to help us do better.
Yeah.
So it just spoke to me in that time. I brought out my phone, I brought out my recording app, and I just started talking, like, saying all the ideas in my head about like a community where people get to like have that space where, you know, they're encouraged through these things. And yeah, so I thought it would be like next year, 2023, because I have so many projects I'm working on right now, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have time to do this.
But then you met me.
Yes, and I best Fola Shadi. We were literally just talking in our pastor's house. I don't know how, besides talking about podcasts.
I don't even know where the conversation got to that point. Yeah.
But I was like, I want to do a podcast. And you were like, oh yeah, let's do a podcast. It was just like
it
that
was random.
Easy. Yeah. I was like, are you serious? I actually want to do a podcast. You're like, yeah, let's do it. And then I told you the idea I had, yeah. And you told me the idea you had. Mm. Tell us what you talked about.
Okay, so for me, right, I think it was like late last year, because I mean, I have a blog that I talk about climate change and stuff, and then like late last year, and then someone reached out to me and was like, oh, he thinks I can start a podcast and stuff, and I was like, oh, I didn't go to do a podcast on climate change, because I mean, I care about it, but like, I want to, if I want to do a podcast, I want to like be... talk about something that I'm more passionate about, which is, of course, God and stuff. So I just tossed the idea away when the person mentioned it. And I was like, no, maybe this is not for me. And then it just always been in my head that, okay, I'm going to start the podcast soon. Mm-hmm. Because I know, like, talking to people comes really natural for me.
Yeah.
And I love to talk.
It's obvious.
I mean, I just treat that maybe at some point, then it will come back again where, like, there'll probably be more pressing needs for me to be available for and then bless people of God, because I also cherish Christian communities so much. Like, oh my God, like, guys, fellowship is everything. If you take yourself out of fellowship, I'm sorry. You're going to be doomed.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so like, I always like love Christian communities. And then, so when Andy reached out to me, like, we're just randomly having like one of a fellowship session in like a pastor's house. And she's like, yeah, what type of podcast? Like, yes, me too. Oh my God, God actually told me. Like, I knew I was going to start a podcast. Like, it all just kind of happened.
Yeah, exactly. It did.
And then even though, like, I mean, I wasn't sure if the topic I was going to go out for when I wanted to start a podcast, but I just knew it was something that was going to bless the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she reached out to me, I was like, yeah, that's really amazing. Like, yeah, we can actually do this and help believers. And it just felt like,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We're doing this. And yeah, so that's just it for me. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't very spiritual, like her own experience. Mine just kind of happened. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. This like it's about community, it's about helping the body of Christ, and I mean, God just showing God's love through our voices.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to mention that it could, like, the topics that we're going to talk about is not just, because I feel like anytime people talk about, you know, falling, the best thing that comes to mind is sexual sin.
Yeah.
So like it's a wide array of topics.
It can be Brooklyn, maybe. Yeah. Oh God, we have an international audience. Let me just speak Pigeon.
It can be finances.
Yeah. Maybe career.
Exactly.
Self-esteem. Existential crisis.
Yeah. Relationships with a significant other or with people in general. Anything at all. It's from the top to the bottom, like, we just, it's because, like, it's not just that type of sin that makes people feel like disconnected and down, and like, yeah, even consistency and all of that, like, there are lots of things that happen. So yeah,
and also, like, disclaimer, it's not like we have all the wisdom in the world. Yeah. We don't. But we have the Spirit of God.
Yeah, but so we'll also study, like, before every. So we would go through the messages that you guys send and we'll prepare for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so obviously still we won't have all the knowledge in the world
and have external guests if need be.
Yeah, we can also have external, but like, yeah, one thing we promise is that, like, we'll
external
put in the
guests.
Work.
That's like tautology now.
External guests.
Yeah. Isn't it like tautology?
I don't know.
Okay, actually,
they'll take you like that. We shall have visitors. Anyhow. Yeah. So that's pretty much Believers Anonymous. I hope that you stick around. I hope that it blesses you. And I hope that this is a community that you feel loved and welcome in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so send us emails, send us DMs,
send us questions.
And it's important to know that, like, we might also need volunteers. If you can edit videos,
we need all hands on deck.
Podcast, like, exactly. Just DM us as well with whatever you feel that you can best contribute to the Believers Anonymous podcast. And, you know, yeah, because I have a lot of things doing, and Fola Shadi has a lot of things doing, and it's better that we're together doing it, so all the weight is not on one person. But still, if you can help out and you'd like to volunteer, please slide into the DMs. We'll appreciate it as well.
Yeah. And also, if you want to volunteer, as maybe you want to come on the show, definitely reach out to us via DM or like an email as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you were blessed and you learned from it. See you again next time.